Welcome to Business Amplified with host Kevin A. Dunlap.
This podcast is for small business owners aiming to amplify their enterprises.
Explore strategies to play a bigger game by becoming an author, public speaker, podcast host, or expanding your brand in other ways.
Elevate your business on Business Amplified.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Business Amplified. This is a show where we're interviewing all kinds of guests from all over the world who have our small business owners, and they're wanting to share their message with you. And today I've got another business owner. Her name is Olivia. So, Olivia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My pleasure. And it's great to have this conversation with you, Kevin.
I'm looking for it as well. So for our listeners and our viewers, could you tell us a little bit about who you are? What is it that you do, and why is it that you do it?
I am Olivia Gamber, CEO and founder of Career Evolved, and I help high-achieving executives to really upgrade their career and sometimes reinvent themselves. It's all about that evolution and what that next chapter is for them, whether it be the next level in their career or if they want to transition into consulting or another path, we're able to help with that as well. And why I do it, honestly, is because it's really purpose-driven. And beyond helping people achieve these outcomes, a lot of what we do is beyond the results. It's more about the transformation of their mindset and really raising the consciousness of corporate America leaders, because many people are not being intentional and conscious with the decisions they're making with their career. They're more reactive. And this is really when we help them get these results while also raising their consciousness. We raise the consciousness of the leadership within corporate America. And that has a ripple effect that really goes across beyond we can even imagine.
What got you wanted to go down that path? You know, you're probably doing something different, and you, like you just said, purposefully chosen this path, or you reacted, became this path, and then you became a passionate about it. So could you tell me a little bit about that process for you?
Yeah, so I've been in this business about a decade, and prior to that, my background's in organizational psychology. So I went into the corporate world really looking to make an impact on people. And what I learned is when you're within those corporate walls, it's more difficult to have that level of impact just simply because people don't let their guard down around HR and really let you get to the truth, right? To be able to drive transformation and change. So for me, it's always been about the impact and the significance of that work and being able to have a really, I think, more deep and profound impact on lives is why I chose to really take the talents and help the direct consumer on a one-to-one basis versus from within the company.
Okay. So do you mainly work with people that already have their businesses and they're established, or do you also work with, like, say, startups or people that are on the fence from working in the corporate world and then transitioning over into the entrepreneurship world?
We work with really the top 10% of executives in the country. So they're typically director, VP, C-level executives, and many of them are looking to find a better alignment and fulfillment from their work. They're already making a lot of money, but they're not satisfied, and they're not feeling like they're making a significant impact. So they're seeking something more. They want to evolve their career, and some of them even want to venture off into starting their own business, whether that leveraging those executive skills as a consultant.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So tell me a little bit about who is your typical client. Now, what is the specific audience looks like? So in case somebody's listening to this show, they can say, hey, I think Bob needs to be listening to this show because this is something that would be for him. So, you know, what are some of the items that you look for as far as a business as a client?
Most of our clients are at that director and above level because that's the community that we've cultivated within Career Evolved. And I think being surrounded by people that are at your level and also winning and competing against the top 10%. It's a more elite level competition when it comes to corporate leadership. And then really it's folks that they don't just want a job. They really want to dominate. They want to be fulfilled. They want to be paid at the top, and they have high level skills and belief in themselves. And, you know, it's so easy in today's world and business market to feel like a commodity now, especially with AI technology and just clicking a button and you can apply to thousands of jobs. And it's just really tough to be able to find that alignment with that executive level, because everybody at that level is qualified. They all have a great education background, et cetera. But it's such a challenge for them to navigate it, because they don't know how to really stand out when everybody's doing the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a journey to help these folks just get out of the hamster wheel to nowhere, because most of them are just feeling kind of trapped.
Okay, so are they more like the type A personality types, or more on the dominant side of the behavioral spectrum?
Definitely, these are really type A perfectionists, usually very driven, very much wanting more for themselves. They're not really satisfied. They want to push themselves to their highest potential. So yeah, I would say definitely they're that more intense profile.
Okay, so there's not really a lot of touchy-feely stuff that you work with them.
Well, they need that, because they don't realize that at that level, it's such an emotional sale, because everybody can do the job, right? So it's more, they do need to become more aware of their emotional and social intelligence, because a lot of them have lost sight of that because they're just used to being in power. They're used to people coming to them, wanting to get on their calendar, them making the decisions. When they're on the other side of that, it's really challenging for them to be on that side of the table.
Are they also looking for promotions in that same company, or are they typically going to and trying to find something at another location?
It's typically they want to make a change, and they've exhausted all their current options within the organization, okay, or they're in transition between opportunities.
Because I have seen a lot where people have hit that, you know, what I just call a glass ceiling that they just cannot get through. It happens, I see, more often in women than men, because a lot of times women are not given the opportunities to go into the upper management, where they would want to be going to other organizations that will have maybe a higher ceiling than the one that they're currently at.
Yeah, we see a lot of people hit a ceiling because they've been with one organization for so long that everyone just already sees them a certain way. So it's tough to be seen as an executive if people are still seeing you as that individual contributor or whatever. So a lot of people just get stuck with put in a box, and they can't seem to get out of that box because that's just how they're seen, and that's their brand within that company.
Just out of curiosity, because I don't know the types of people that the typical types of people there. Do a lot of them have to relocate to other cities or even other states for these career advancements?
It's interesting, because ever since COVID, a lot of these executive roles are now remote. And so it's created a new type of challenge, because now they can target the whole country for these VP level opportunities, but they're also competing against the whole country. So there's a flood of candidates within 24 hours. They get hundreds of applications. And so it's so tough to stand out with the conventional job search approach. And that's what's got a lot of people frustrated, because they feel like they're playing like the career slot machine. They just don't have control over what's going to come out, because everybody's got a great resume at that level. So that's been the biggest challenge, is the whole country's actually opened up, which means there's a lot of opportunity, but there's also a lot of competition at those higher levels.
That makes sense, because I mean, if the company is open to remote work, I can definitely see that, because yeah, now you've got the entire all 50 states and its territories could be applying for that job, not including a potential people who would be independent contractors coming from other countries as well.
Exactly. It's a big problem right now because a lot of executives are getting laid off and they're having to enter the job search, and the job search has completely changed in the
Completely
last
changed
5 years.
the last
So
5 years.
it's made people overwhelmed with what do I even do to win at this game right now?
Right. And I mean, because I've seen, because I work with a lot of people making the transition from corporate America to the independent, to that world, but I do see a lot of them. They're I don't know. You're saying the executive level, but at the lower levels, a lot of companies are now wanting people to come back at least as a hybrid, or if not full time, back in the office, or at least at the lower levels. At the upper levels, I can see where it could still be remote, because as long as you can manage and do what your job is. Effectively, regardless of the time zone that you're in. I mean, you may have to adjust to your time zone if you're working remotely.
Exactly.
Right. And I always jokingly said, or say, like, I would hate to be a day trader living in Hawaii because the market closes, I mean, it opens at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it closes at, noon your time. So,
Exactly.
and just like, how did you get into that? I mean, that seems to be a very niche industry, and did COVID help?
Yeah, it was a lot of disruption over COVID because so many people had to reevaluate their career at that time. And so many markets got disrupted. So, how I got into this is really I was rapidly climbing my career in corporate. And naturally, as I was advancing my career, I got a lot of people coming to me asking, how are you doing this so quickly? And to me, it was common sense because at a certain level, the game isn't about qualifications, it's about strategic relationships and your ability to influence others, right? And gain advocates at those more executive top tier levels. And people just don't understand that game. It's very social, emotional, and it's less about tactics. It's more about how you're showing up, the energy you're putting out, your ability to build those advocates that can actually influence big decisions. So we're seeing this all the time now because 80% of these executive jobs are just not posted. So in order to even know about the best opportunities, you have to know the people that have the business problem that's associated with the need for the executive role. So it's just really, I saw a huge gap in the market because most career consultants or coaches were really focused just on conventional tactics still, right? Job boards, resumes, cover letters, LinkedIn profile. Those are not going to be relevant in order to get attention and build a relationship. Those are just documents and things. They don't create opportunity. So I just saw a huge gap in the market with the way that folks were being served and their ability to get results at the higher levels. That just, those conventional job search tactics just do not work at the executive level.
Okay, and I can definitely see that, and like you're, because I've always heard it's all about the relationships that you can build, and I have also heard that from other sources. Just to cooperate with Olivia saying there is a lot of there's a lot of upper level type jobs that just are not advertised. Either they're going to, they're going to be filled either from within by promoting people, or they're going to be filled by going outside resources where. I don't have to say a headhunter, but they're using outside resources to bring in those people, or they're not at, but they're not advertising. So they would go to somebody, say, hey, I know who Olivia is. She's an executive over at ABG, ABC company, but let's bring her over to DEF Institute or something like that.
Exactly. It's just, they call this the hidden job market, but essentially it's been around forever. It's just become even more prevalent now because it's, you can really target the whole country because most people at in a very mission critical role, like an executive job that costs so much money for a business, you want to know that you're getting the best talent that you can afford, not just what's locally available. So I know when I'm hiring for my company at Career Evolved, I don't just open it up to locally because I want the best talent, because we're serving the top 10% of the country in terms of the corporate professionals. So they have very high level expectations. They're not easy to lead because they're very highly sophisticated communicators. They know everything they need to do. The challenge is they're not doing it, because half the battle is it's their mindset, right? They're highly OCD type A, which leads to a lot of information consumption, but not a lot of decisive action. So as an organizational psychologist, half the battle is getting them out of their head to actually be able to put themselves out there, to be able to build these connections that are going to advance their career.
What about somebody that's looking to become an executive? Do you work with them as well? Maybe they haven't been promoted to that position yet. Maybe they're feeling like they're being looked over, but they're not quite an executive yet. Maybe they're one or two tiers below that, and that's their glass ceiling. How do you work with them? And then what is like one of the first one or two things that they need to be doing outside of their mindset?
That's a great question. And yes, those mid-level people that have kind of hit that ceiling and they want to break into the more strategic level, that executive level, we definitely help that group. And what their challenge is they're still thinking in a term that doesn't serve them to be seen as a higher level leader. So they're still communicating at a tactical granular level, and they're not resonating with executives. They're also not focused on building strategic relationships. They're focused on qualifications, job boards, certifications. They're consuming education. They think that's going to be the magic bullet. A lot of them are just focused on the wrong things, and they're not even in the game. So with them, we got to get them in the game of building those strategic relationships and actually get them in game shape so they can communicate in a way at that more 30,000 foot level that's going to resonate with those executives who would hire them.
Okay. And we talked about this right before we're doing the recording. So one of the main questions I always like to ask my guests is, now, what are some of your biggest challenges? And then how do you get past those challenges?
You know, the biggest challenge for me is when we want a goal for our client more than they want it for themselves. And this is just part of our business, because sometimes people come to us and they're really talented. They've done phenomenal things. They've got an amazing track record, but they've maybe just taken the off ramp, or they got laid off and they're just really in this hole. And they've maybe spent months of trying to do it on their own, and they've just been rejected so much that they lose hope and they lose conviction in their value. And so they kind of lose that fire, and then we have to constantly be trying to reignite their fire and hope. And that's the hardest thing about what we do is we just want the result for our client more than they want it for themselves, because they've lost hope. They've kind of given up on themselves.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't do what you do, so that I cannot relate to that too much. But I will say that in a previous life, before I moved to Las Vegas so many years ago, I used to be a math instructor, a college math instructor. And I remember my very first year was very, very difficult, because I felt personally bad when my students didn't do well. And then it's like, you know, I just feel like, oh, I'm not a good teacher. I'm just not a good whatever. And I was wanting them to do well, but they're getting an F, or they're getting a D, or, you know, whatever it was. And I remember that it was, you know, that I took it personally until about a year, maybe 2 years into the process. That's when I realized that it was on their own efforts. It wasn't on me. So I can see what we're in a way where you're coming from, where, you know, you want them to do well, but they are not always going to do that because of, you know, whatever that reason is, because of their own mindset or their own efforts.
Exactly. And, you know, of course, we've got the mindset transformation as part of the process, but some folks just don't commit to that part. And if you don't believe that you're worth a certain value, we've lost before we started because you're just not sold on yourself.
So what are some of the initial actions that they need to be doing either when they first start working with you or before they actually even come to you?
Well, let's just say somebody's trying to break through this ceiling. They want to make $150,000 a year and they're stuck maybe below six figures and they feel like they should be at that director level making 150. Well, the first step before you're ready to really own that value, you have to really be ready to command that. And so being able to know why is it a bargain to hire you at 150 and truly understand the business value of the outcomes that you can deliver. A lot of folks don't think about themselves like a premium product. They're still thinking in that old way of resume, bullet points, and qualifications, and therefore they aren't able to really own their value and truly demonstrate it and command that when they're engaging with these executives. So the first step is really getting them really to connect with that value and 50 reasons why is it a bargain to hire me at 150. And if you can't come up with those reasons, you're not really ready to go out there and command that type of value.
Okay. So if somebody did want to start wanting to work with you, you know, what is the best way for them to contact you? Or do you have a calendar scheduling program? Do you have a landing page, a website, email that they can contact you?
Yes, the best way is our website. It's www.careerevolved. That's evolved past tense.com. So that's, you'll see all kinds of free resources and case studies, as well as an opportunity to book a call if it's aligned and resonates.
Now, would your services be like only for Americans, people that are living in the United States, or the same tactics could be used in, say, Great Britain or Canada or Sweden or something like that? Or is it that you are needing to be able to contact these corporate organizations, or does it matter what country that they're in?
We focus on the United States. We do have had clients in, you know, all the major countries around the world, but we are predominantly focused on building, because a big part of working with us is getting access to our network and our community. And so we're really focused on cultivating that in the United States so it has the most value for those who are deciding to work with us.
Okay. And again, what was your website? I want to make sure that everybody got it.
It's www.careerevolved.com.
Okay, so that's Career Evolved, with it, that we, as you said before, is past tense, .com. And so, Olivia, is there anything else that you want to share with the audience, the listeners and the viewers of this show before we go?
No, thank you so much for the opportunity. And I would just say, if anybody is really like feeling like they have to start over or reinvent themselves, that's becoming the new norm now, is you're constantly evolving. And so you're not starting over, you're starting with experience. You just need sometimes an outside perspective to be able to see where that value can be applied in a new way so you can get back on that same trajectory that you were on.
Yeah, and Olivia is perfectly right. It doesn't matter if you're starting a business, trying to evolve in your business. It doesn't really matter. By having an outside source of eyes looking at it, that's the only way that you, in my opinion, that you're going to be able to grow. Because there's that old saying that you can't see the forest because of all the trees. But the thing is, if Olivia is flying over you in a helicopter, she has a much greater view, and this is her area of expertise. So the thing is, I don't try to do this kind of stuff all in your own, because I've not had a corporate job in over 20 years. I actually, since 1999, 25 years. And the thing is, if I was going to go out and get a job, my whole thing would be, okay, I'm working my resume, my cover letter, bullet points, probably use AI to create the best bullet points, and going that route, which is, I guess, is perfectly fine for low level management and entry level positions. That's going to be fine. But if you are looking to be not the manager, but maybe like she said, the director or the vice president or something like that, that's a different ball game that you're playing. If you have no experience in that wheelhouse, then you should get a coach or get somebody to help you to evolve there. I'm assuming Olivia's shaking her head yes, but for our listeners, I want to make sure that everybody is that you're in agreement. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. It is not easy to do this alone.
So there you go right there. So hire an expert. Instead of fumbling and stumbling, hire the expert that this is what they've been doing. And she says she's been doing this for more than 10 years. So a decade of experience help you out there. And I will say this on a personal note. My undergraduate degree is in psychology, and I did take a class in organizational psychology. And I must admit, that was probably the most dry class I've ever had in the psychology arena.
That's funny.
But anyway, well, Olivia, thank you for being on the show today, and I will say, oh, it's been my pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future. And guys, for those of you that are out there listening, if you are an expert in your field or you know somebody who's an expert, go ahead and also have somebody schedule a 15-minute pre-interview so we can talk to see if you might be a perfect fit for the show or not. And then for that, just go to businessamplified.net/pre-interview. And also don't forget to check out Olivia's website as well. Everything's going to be in the show notes below this show. And again, Olivia, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you so much.
And until next time, guys, be amazing.
Thanks for tuning in to another empowering episode of Business Amplified with Kevin A. Dunlap.
If you found value in today's insights, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share the podcast.
Keep amplifying your business. And remember, your success journey is our inspiration.
Until next time on Business Amplified, go out there and make your business thrive.